Angels are scary to most, and the idea of getting a tattoo is completely off the table for them. While that is a completely rational decision to have, tattoos are extremely popular in today's society. We see them on celebrities, activists, and even your neighbor. But what would be the point of going through hours of pain just to have a design on your arm that you might regret for the rest of your life? Even so, a handful of UHI students have taken great interest in the idea of tattoos, how to get them, and why. Tattooing has been an art form for thousands of years, but still, seeing a young teenager walk around with a tattoo seems quite out of the ordinary. However, the concept sparks curiosity in many teenagers, and as they move into their adult lives, they become more inclined to explore the possibilities. With the idea that the ink will be in their bodies for life, some, like senior Maya Patel, take the approach of picking out meaningful symbols or images that remind them of a fond memory.
The first one I got is a bouquet of flowers. That one's a lot more meaningful to me, I guess. It has roses and these flowers called white clovers. And the roses are because of when I was a kid, my parents sang me this song called The Rose. And then the white clovers are because when I was growing up, my babysitter would braid those kinds of flowers into like crowns. And so I just like the idea of like having that on my arm. So yeah, that was kind of the idea behind the first one. And then the other one's just a big snake with flowers, because I just thought that was cool.
The legal age in Illinois to get a tattoo is 18 without a legal guardian present. That hasn't stopped senior Manu Chakravorty from getting a variety of tattoos for a variety of different reasons. On a trip to India, she made a promise to herself.
I wasn't really sure on what design I wanted, and I wasn't really sure on like where I really wanted it. But when I was 16, I was in India, 2019, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to go to this specific place tomorrow and this area, and if there aren't any like tattoo shops in the area, I'm just going to get one. And I found like a really cute fish design that I really liked. And then I found a place that was actually in the area, and then I just went to it. And that guy did not really give me the design that I wanted. He gave me something better. Because he was like, I'll take the outline, but the shading in this is not nice. So he made it absolutely fabulous.
The reality is, tattoos will be on your skin forever. But that doesn't mean that they have to symbolize extreme emotional connections with something. Some would use this kind of art to express themselves, much like singing, dancing, or drawing. Manu lifts up her pant leg to reveal multiple small icons etched into her ankle that show anime references, interesting symbols she thought were cool, and even some that she designed herself. The possibilities are limitless. But for those who have made up their minds about getting tattoos, here are some great tips to make the experience a little more planned out.
First off, this is what my stepsister told me. Think about it for a while, especially if you're getting one for the first time. You don't want it to be a bad experience, because if you originally go into it thinking you want more and you have a really bad experience the first time, it's just going to kind of ruin the whole thing for you. I was really excited about it, and I'd been thinking about it for a while. And so when I finally got it, I just loved it. It was everything I was picturing. And so I would just say, like, think it over, make sure you're okay with it, make sure you're okay with the spot, and take into account how much it's going to hurt. Different parts of the body hurt more.
So yes, needle guns are scary, but what comes out of it is art that has no bounds except for your imagination and pain tolerance, with you as the living canvas. Reporting for the UHI Midway, I'm Julian Ingersoll.